Dr. Derek Casey, to give you your proper title, what a beautiful medical facility we're sitting in.
Thanks very much, Daphne. We're delighted to have you up here as well. We appreciate you coming up. We're doing well up here in Capricorn Health Centre. We started in 2020 here and we're about to turn into a four doctor practice. When I started here, we were on our own, as in I was the only GP here. We have patients coming from three different counties, really. They're coming from Tipperary, lots of people from Clonmel. We have all the local area here, so Capricorn, Lismore, Tallow, and then we get a lot of patients from the East Cork side as well.
What was the option before you came here? What was the only option for people to do if they needed to see a doctor?
So there was a locum here by the HSC for about 18 months before I came here. So it was just one doctor. It was hard to get in here, apparently. There was like waiting times of 4 weeks. We've cut that down now. If you're an urgent case, you can be seen on the day. And if it's routine, we can generally get you in within the week. I know Dungarvan is chock-a-block at the moment and it's hard to get a doctor's appointment for up to two to three weeks. So for such a small village like Capricorn, four doctors, it's really unheard of.
The waiting lists are huge. And if you move to an area, the first thing you're told is it's very hard to get on a doctor's books. You'll have to shop around. Is there room here, Derek? Is there?
We're open for business. We're actually taking new patients on. A lot of people ring us and can't believe that we are. But because of our expansion, actually next week we're becoming a GP training practice on the Southeastern GP scheme. So we have these new GPs who are finishing their training with us, and it's great that we're able to take on new patients. If you are stuck for a doctor, if you need a new doctor, come to us, ring reception, and we'll take you on.
And are you a Capricorn man, born and bred?
No, I'm not. I'm blowing. But I am a Waterford man. I'm a Kilmacthomas man originally, and I live closer to Dungarvan. So Capricorn is within a short distance of where I live. And I like it that way because you get to know the patients, you get to know the families. But it takes a while. Like, I'm here 5 years next month and I'm still getting to know the connections between families and stuff. But you start to witness little things in their life. Like, you know, you see patients who you started out with 5 years ago. Now they're coming in and their kids going to school. That's a nice side of the job that you don't get in hospital medicine.
The role of a GP, I always think, must be really hard, because when you're within the community, and particularly a community like Capricorn, where everyone probably knows everyone, to sort of see them on the road, it's a little hard maybe to leave your work in here behind the desk and not take it mentally home with you, but also maybe not be stopped on the road to be asked about it.
And there are one or two patients who, everyone knows me, I go for a walk at lunchtime and I've heard the car slowing down a few times and I'm just like, will you leave me alone? But most people are very good. They do leave you alone. And then sometimes they ask you for something, they're badly stuck. You never mind that. But in general, I'm pretty good for just switching off after I leave work. You have to have your hobbies and to de-stress, because it can be stressful. But I think the benefits far outweigh the downsides of being a GP.
You weren't always a doctor, Derek, were you?
No, I wasn't. I was actually, like yourself, a journalist in my first life. I worked for the Farmers Journal, actually, at one stage. So I knew after a while that I was always interested in medicine and I just wanted to go back. So I was kind of what you call graduate entry. So I went back to study medicine when I was about 24, 25. And then it's a long road. So it takes nearly 10 years to go back, get your full GP qualifications and all that. But no regrets.
Hardest part about being a GP, Derek? I'd like to say I hope you never get hardened to it, because you probably need an empathetic, softer side. Yeah. But what is the hardest part?
I'll tell you straight away, the hardest part for me is when someone dies by suicide. And I know there's lots of families maybe who are listening this morning. I've been touched by tragedy. There's no family in Ireland who hasn't. When that happened initially here, I found it personally devastating. You try and think, could you have done more? Is there anything else you can do? But sometimes you just have to put your hands up and say, you can't, you know. But there's, when someone dies by suicide, there's no answers for anyone, least of all the families. But I know from talking to other GPs, we also find it very hard.
We're still learning to ask for help. We're still learning to recognise the signs of others needing help. Do you think we're getting any closer?
We're getting better. It's harder, I find, to reach young men. Women are generally better at coming in and talking about their feelings. Things are improving a lot, but I feel very strongly that social media puts immense pressure on people. I think we're starting to realise the tentacles of things like Facebook and Instagram and all that. They reach very far into people's lives, and the younger people are, the more impressionable they are. So I think we have to watch that. But we're getting better, but you can never stop campaigning for making people come in and talk about their mental health.
And that is okay, isn't it, to just book an appointment with your doctor, come in and say, come here, I might need to have an old chat with you, if that's all right. Like, that's fine to do.
Yeah, 100%. Like, when I was training to be a GP, we had to do time in psychiatry in the Waterford Hospital as well. And I actually liked it, and I was considering going into full time mental health. And then someone said to me, Derek, when you're a GP, around 30% of what you see every day will be related to mental health anyway. And it's so true. It's at least 30 to 40%. So every third or fourth person will come in to me, physically they'll be okay. And I'll ask them why they're here. They'll say, I just haven't been feeling great for the last few months. And it's brilliant now that you can come in and say that, because I always say to people, if you need to go on something for mental health, it's the same as going on something for a sore knee, for a sore shoulder.
And for every downside, of course, there's an upside. What's your favourite part of the job, Derek?
Favourite part, I'd say, is just getting to know people very well. And you kind of share milestones with people. You know, my oldest patient is 102 and my youngest patient is, would be 7 days old at the moment. Yeah. So you have that whole trajectory of life milestones. And the longer you're in the job, the longer you stay in one place, the more you start to pick up on these little things with people. And they kind of trust you more. Like, obviously, we're bound by confidentiality in here, but people come in, they share stuff with you, and it's a privilege.
Derek Casey, be very careful. I might sign up here as a patient myself and make the commute.
I'm just going to check their blood pressure there now before you go. We'll see.
I wouldn't. Derek, thank you so much.
Thanks a million. Thank you.